getting married. We're getting married.
What?
What?
Over my dead body. Not getting married.
Me? I'm still in junior high. I can't even drive yet.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, congratulations, Denise. Hey, Pete. I thought you were dead set against marriage.
Oh, no, Benson. I really want this. I'm getting tired of going home every night to a hot plate and a 9-inch black and white TV.
You don't need a wife. You need a Tupperware party.
This is terrific. We can have the wedding right here in the mansion.
Oh, thank you, Governor, but we decided we wanted to get married at Franklin Pierce State Park at sunset.
Wow, radical.
Say, I have a terrific idea. Why don't we get a bus from the motor pool, then we can have a party on the way up and another one on the way back.
Thank you, Governor, but we decided we wanted to keep the ceremony kind of small.
Yeah, we'd like it to be personal.
Private.
Intimate.
Inexpensive.
I hope you understand, sir. We just want it to be us and the judge and the witnesses at the ceremony.
No, I understand, but I insist that we have a reception here.
Great.
Who are your witnesses?
Oh, well, we haven't asked them yet, but we would like Gretchen to be the maid of honor.
Me? Oh, this is so unexpected. I'm so happy. I'm overwhelmed. I accept.
And we'd like Benson to be our best man.
Me? This is so unexpected. I'm overwhelmed. I'm so happy. I'm busy.
Hello, Benson.
Oh, I'm just kidding, Pete. I'd be happy to be your best man. When is it?
This Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah, it's in the woods. We have to do it before hunting season starts.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to spend your honeymoon tied to the fender of a pickup truck.
Well, I have 100 things to do. I better get back.
Oh, wait, wait. I'll walk you to your desk.
I just can't wait till Arnold and I get married.
Marriage is a wonderful institution.
And if anybody belongs in an institution, it's Krauss.
Benson's wedding is a big mistake. It's a very big mistake.
Ah, Pete, everybody has second thoughts about their wedding day.
I mean, you know, when you stop to think about it, the whole idea of marriage goes against nature. I mean, look around. Squirrels get married. Birds get married. Does the wind get married? Benson, I am the wind.
Pete, you don't even qualify as a light breeze.
Come on, Denise. Be careful now.
Are you sure this judge knows where we are?
Oh, don't worry, Benson. He'll be here. Yeah, that's the judge now.
Who'd you get, Big Bird?
Howdy, folks. Danny, I'm sorry I'm late, but one of my hogs got sick, and I had to wait till the vet arrived. Who's this gentleman?
My best man.
Benson Dubois. How do you do?
Dubois. Are you any kin to Carl Dubois?
No, I'm afraid not. He from around here?
No, he's from Laramie, Wyoming. A petty crook.
Uh-huh.
Yep, he used to ride with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Really?
Yep, my grandfather bit off his nose in a barroom
fight. Oh, that Carl Dubois. Sure, I know him. I believe he started the hole in the face gang.
That's it.
I'm ready.
Right over here, please.
Yeah. How do you
meet
do?
You.
How do you do? See, let's have the bride and groom up this way, and you two right back there. These two young folks have requested that they have a non-traditional marriage ceremony. And as I understand it, you've written your own vows.
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, that being the case, the only thing that I should say is have at it.
Peter, I offer you my affection, my devotion, my friendship, and my love.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I also pledge my arms to hold you, and my shoulders to comfort you, and my ears to listen to you.
I hope you notice she's keeping the best parts for herself.
Psst.
Don't shush me.
I give these willingly, so that the whole may be greater than the sum of its parts. For when one person gives another...
You back yet?
No, not yet, but I think we should start serving the food. The guests are getting restless.
I sure never thought the wedding would last this long.
Oh, I've never been so bored in my entire life. Where does Peter find friends like that?
Tell me about it. It's like nerd heaven out there.
Could you talk to that fat slob in the Hawaiian shirt?
Talk to him. I danced the polka with him. He should be a ride at Disneyland.
All right, you two. Now, these are Pete and Denise's friends. They're guests in our house. I'm sure they're very nice people.
Sorry, Dad.
In my apology, sir.
All right, now, come on. Let's get some party games going. Come on, Katie.
Oh.
I have no choice. He's my dad.
Party games.
He's your boss.
Right.
With this in mind, I now accept you as my husband and mate for life.
It's all right, Cross. I think she's finished.
Pete?
I didn't prepare anything. No, I wanted what I have to say to flow from the moment. And now that we're all here, the only thing I can think of is hope this works out. I love you, Denise.
Well, okay. Hold hands.
Not us, Krause.
Hold it down, Carl, please. And now, by the power vested in me by the great state...
Yeah, that's funny. At most weddings, they throw rice.
Poachers! I now pronounce you man and wife. You can kiss the bride. I'll send the paperwork to you by mail.
That was some wedding. I'll never forget it.
Neither will the duck.
Congratulations, Mrs. Downey.
Congratulations, Mr. Downey.
Come on. People are shooting around here. Let's get out of here. You two can neck in the car. Let's go.
Oh, we didn't do anything to the car. We should have tied something to the bumper.
Don't give me any ideas, Krause. Let's...
Keith.
Is there a trick to starting this?
No, it usually starts right away.
I see. Well, I'll check under the hood. Krause, get over there in case I need you.
Okay. Maybe it's the battery.
It's not the battery.
Thank you, Mrs. Goodrich.
Maybe it's flooded.
I'll check. Krause, crank it up there once. Let's see. Uh-huh.
Is it flooded?
No, just empty.
How could it be empty?
Yeah, I just put gas in this morning.
Did you fill it up?
Well, I couldn't fill it. I only had $2.
You put $2 worth of gasoline into this heap and then drove us 40 miles out into nowhere?
Don't yell at me. I didn't hear you suggesting we stop along the way and pick up gas.
Well, I didn't know being best man made me part of the pit crew.
Okay, please, please don't yell. It's my wedding day.
Are we stuck out here?
Well... It's gonna be dark pretty soon. It's a long way into town. We better wait till morning.
Hey, no sweat. I got our camping tent in the trunk. You and Miss Krause can sleep in the car.
I am not sleeping in the car, Miss Benson.
You always sleep under it.
Please.
Well, okay, Denise. But you better not try any funny stuff.
I'll tie myself to the wheel.
The original series.
Haven't lost my touch.
I hope not.
There you go. Yeah. Now we've got a match. Perhaps if I rephrase the question.
Maybe there are some matches in the car.
No way, no sweat. I can start a fire using two sticks.
Well, so can I, Pete, if one of them's a match.
No, that's in the Boy Scout method. Only I gotta need some pine needles, paper, you know, kindling.
Okay, I'll go get some pine needles.
Can you really do that?
Oh, sure, no problem. Here, watch. Uh-huh.
What's the matter? Oh. What happened?
Must have pulled something.
Oh, pumpkin. Here, come on, lie down in the tent and I'll massage it for you.
Oh, thank you, sweet pea.
Did you find any matches?
No, but I found something just as good. A magnifying glass.
What do you hope to do with that? Look for little matches?
No, Dummkopf. You catch the sun's rays with it, and all of a sudden, poof, you got a fire.
Poof, your brain went out. There's no sun at night.
Yes, it feels so good. I bet you could do this professionally.
Maybe so. Benson sure likes it. He has me do it for him every couple of weeks.
You know, I had Krause do it once. She wasn't any good.
That figures.
What is going on in there?
It's none of your business.
Hey, Denise was giving me a massage. Hurt my shoulder trying to break a stick.
I'm sorry you two had to get stuck out here. I should have made sure Pete filled the car.
So I mess things up now and then. Nobody's perfect.
You sure come very, very close.
Well, it's a good thing you married Denise.
Yeah, now I can look after him.
Hey, don't need a keeper.
Pete, I didn't say I was your keeper, but you have to admit you're pretty irresponsible.
Uh-oh.
And you're kind of insensitive.
Now, wait a minute. You know, you got a few annoying habits, too.
Say, look, folks, why don't we just sing some campfire songs or something?
Annoying habits? Name one.
Okay. You're a lot like your mother.
Michael rolled a ball.
From a ball like a girl.
So do you.
Everybody.
That's it. I am sure you don't want to spend the evening with a lazy, insensitive guy who throws a ball like a girl.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to sleep in the car with Benson.
I wonder how far I could get in the dark.
Well, fine. Then I'll sleep in the tent with Gretchen. She'll be better company. Come on, Gretchen.
Men.
How do you like that? Can you believe it?
Pete, why don't we just try to get a little sleep?
You want to know the difference between men and women, Benson?
Up until now, I thought they threw a ball differently.
I mean the real difference.
Talk to the trees, Pete. I'm going to get some sleep.
You know, women think we can't live without them. That's what Denise thinks. She's convinced that without her, I'd fall apart. Isn't that silly?
Pete, I wish you wouldn't cry. Well, cry quietly. Okay, talk.
Well, sir, I guess I'll be heading home. Thanks for the evening. It was a very nice party.
Clayton, it was stinko.
Sir, it wasn't that bad.
It was a wedding party where the bride didn't show up, the groom didn't show up, nobody connected with the wedding showed up. We spent the whole evening feeding a bunch of nerdy strangers.
Now, sir.
We didn't even get to watch them open the presents.
Well, sir, they're wedding gifts. Toasters, broasters, waffle irons.
I always think that's the best part, watching them open the presents. It makes me happy.
if it makes you happy.
No, Clayton, we couldn't.
Sir, sometimes the ribbon just sort of comes loose.
Clayton, these are not our presents.
And then, someone's finger gets stuck under a flap of paper.
I'm not looking.
And the tape doesn't hold. Tape is holding.
Clayton.
Then the paper just accidentally tears.
What is it?
It's a Popeil pocket fisherman.
I never would have guessed that.
I'll give you another chance.
It's an ice bucket.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if you're right. And bingo!
Benson, I love her. She's sexy and cute and adorable. Oh, I can't live without her.
Why are you saying these things to me?
Well, you said I could spill my guts to you if I stopped crying, remember?
I mean, why aren't you saying them to Denise?
Benson, that's a good idea. Hey, let me practice on you. You pretend you're Denise.
No, you've used me enough already tonight.
Come on, Benson.
No! All right.
Thanks, pal.
What are you doing?
I'm holding her hand.
No, that's my hand.
I know, but you're pretending to be Denise.
I'm pretending to be Denise listening. I don't want to be fondled.
Yeah. Denise.
What?
Do you have to be so nasty, Benson? You really got an attitude about this.
Okay, practice is over.
What?
Come on, let's go talk to Denise.
Huh?
Talk to Denise. Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
What do you mean, who's there? Who do you think it is?
I want to talk to Denise.
She's indisposed.
She's in detent. Pete wants to talk to her.
Well, he's going to have to get past me first.
Think of it as a quest. You have to slay the dragon to get to the princess.
It's all right, Gretchen. You wanted to see me, Pete?
Yeah. So, how's it going?
Pete?
Denise, I came because I wanted to
apologize?
I don't need your help. I know why I'm here.
Hold her hand, Pete.
I don't want to.
Pretend it's mine.
She thinks I'm incompetent. She thinks I'm a jerk. Well, I'm not a jerk. And I'll prove it to you, too.
Pete! Pete!
What is he doing?
Well, he's going off into the woods in the middle of the night to prove he's not a jerk.
And I suppose you're happy now.
You know, Krause, I gotta hand it to you. You can read me like a book. Happy Benson, that's me. Here I am in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the night, in the middle of a fight, and I can't think of anything that would make me happier.
Appliance, electrical, deals with food. It's a blender.
Nope, it's a crock pot.
Oh, I almost said that.
Almost doesn't count, so that's 18 correct for me, 11 correct for you.
Okay.
Benson, I can't sleep.
And you feel this is of interest to me.
Denise won't stop crying, Benson. You've got to do something.
What do you expect me to do, Krause?
Well,
find him, Benson, please. There are wild animals out there. Coyotes and bears and wolves.
That sounds dangerous. Let Krause do it.
What's that?
Well, I did it.
Pete, Wally! Oh, I'm so worried about you.
Huh? You all thought I was incompetent, huh? Well, look what I did.
Oh, we are saved! We are saved!
Thanks to me.
No, we'll thank you later. Come on, let's get out of here.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, where did you ever find a gasoline station out here?
Boy, sure, I'm glad you folks are still around.
Hey, Judge Slocum.
Yeah, that you, Carl?
What are you doing leave here, Judge?
Some horse thief siphoned all the gas out of my Jeep and stole my gas can. If I catch him in that can, I'm going to jack up the jail and put him under.
Well, I don't think you're going to find him around here. We sure haven't seen him. I think you ought to look down by the creek.
Why's that?
Light's better over there.
It's a good point. Thank you, Carl.
Come on, everybody into the car. Let's get out of here. Give me the keys. Right, keys.
Keys.